Is it on?
Turn it on, dude.
Turn it's it on, man. Man. It's on. It's on. Right. Yeah. Yeah. What? 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 Seriously? What? What? Hey, Craig. Don't tell anybody that
we need
not
to do a podcast.
Wait. Don't tell anybody we're not together on this episode. Okay.
You already did.
I didn't tell anybody shit. That was the last episode.
Oh, okay. So you want them to think that we're sitting next to each other?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Let me turn it on. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Is it on? It's on.
No.
It's on.
Keep trying.
Yeah, it's on. It's on.
Hey, Warren, before we start, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I'm eating something, and, like, you're my nutritional, like, go-to.
Right.
I'm eating a natural peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it should be really good for you, as long as it's not made with processed sugar.
It's not. It's just plain sugar, not processed.
Excellent. Hey, Craig. Hey, Craig.
We're on?
Yeah, we're on.
Hey, Warren, how you doing, man?
Good. Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Hopefully nobody can tell that we're actually not together during this episode.
Yeah, hopefully they can. Hopefully they never find out.
Yeah, because there's no way they can figure it out, because our high-tech recording equipment makes it sound like we're sitting next to one another.
Yeah, but our big fucking mouths let everybody know.
Nobody heard the first part.
They heard you just say it, Warren.
No, people don't listen to that stuff anyway.
Anything that you say after you say, hey, Warren, hey, Craig, welcome to Sleepless in Cialis, they can hear everything after that.
When did this start?
It's always been that way. But they can't hear anything until we say, hey, Warren, hey, Craig.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Whether it's running or not, they can't hear anything.
Okay, so, hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Warren, we already did that.
Oh. I don't know. I you know, Alzheimer's runs in my family.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, and I honestly think, you know, even at the age of 54, it's like me and David Cassidy, we're both going down with Alzheimer's.
He has Alzheimer's?
Oh, big time.
David Cassidy?
Oh, huge.
Is he older than us?
No, he's like 58, 59.
Seriously?
Yeah, and then who was it, the country singer? Lived in Scottsdale?
Glenn Campbell?
Yeah. Was that sad or what?
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, did you watch that, his biography, where they had
I sure did, yeah.
Yeah, paint the square on the floor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. So let's talk about something entertaining tonight.
What's that? Today. Well, you brought up David Cassidy.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think about talking about something about the 80s? He was 80s, right?
No, I think it was like 60s, right?
David Cassidy?
Yeah, David Cassidy and the Sunshine Kids or something like that.
That's KC and the Sunshine Band, and then there's the Partridge Family with David Cassidy.
Right, yeah. Weren't they 1970s?
Didn't he do that Jesse's Girl song, or was that somebody else? That was Rick Springfield.
That was Rick Springfield, yeah. He was a hottie, wasn't he?
I didn't think so.
Yeah? Wasn't he on General As the World Turns or something?
Warren?
Yeah.
He's a dude,
but wasn't he like on As the World Spins, Turns?
I don't know.
Some kind of TV soap opera?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about soap operas. I never found an interest in those.
No, I never got into them. I had a sister that would not skip a beat for General Hospital.
What?
Yes.
Seriously?
I mean, it was like calling sick to school. We're not going to work today.
No
General
way.
Hospital.
Your sister that I've met?
No, that's the other one you haven't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I couldn't see her being that into.
No.
Soap operas.
She's operating on all cylinders.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think
it had
sometime
to happen to somebody in your family. No?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was me. Yeah. Well, no, she got all the cylinders. Yeah. My problem is I got too many cylinders.
Oh, you got a lot of cylinders?
Yeah, they just can't work because there's so many of them.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's a bit like, yeah. Okay, so that was the segue into our topic of conversation, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about just some facts about the 80s. We're reminiscing a little bit.
Okay.
So get this. Now, how old do you think? You remember that song, oh, Ricky, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, yeah. Song?
Or
oh,
Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
How old do you think Toni Basil was when she recorded that? Take a guess.
19?
38.
No way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a hottie though, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would she have been in the MILF category?
Definitely, I guess so. But we didn't know it was MILF time.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't, that term didn't exist back then, did it?
No.
What does that stand for?
Mothers I'd like to fuck, I think.
Okay, I always got that confused with milk.
Milk.
Yeah, milk, MILF. I was like, why are they calling these women milk?
You know? Think that because it's mothers I'd like to caress.
Oh, I don't know. I never got into those, like, sex.
How many of you had one of these in the 80s?
What?
A waterbed.
Oh, big time.
Me
well, no,
too.
Wait. I had a waterbed with no water in it, though.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Try fornicating on one of those for a while.
So how did it had no water at all, or it was just low?
It had no water.
Seriously? Yeah. What did you sleep on the wood?
Yeah, on the wood flats.
Seriously?
Yeah, in my first apartment, I had no money.
Oh, poor Warren. I would have got you a mattress.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I think you and I were both scraping the bottom of the barrel back then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was with when I had my water bed. I was with my first wife.
Uh-huh.
And we moved, and we had to set the waterbed up.
Right.
It is a pain in the ass, filling it and all that stuff.
Right.
So I got it all done. We got the bed made. It's uh-huh. late. You know how it is when you move. I'm like, by the end of the day, you're just toast.
Right.
And then she said, where's the cap?
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Everywhere for this cap.
Uh-huh.
There was a little area underneath the bed.
Uh-huh.
And I went over and I heard the meow. The only way to get to it was to drain the waterbed. Take this fucking thing apart.
Right.
And it was like 11 o'clock at night by then. And I've been moving all day.
Oh,
I was so mad.
Oh, was it a cat?
It was a cat. It was the cat.
Why don't you just leave it in there?
Because it would have smelled.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not true. I would never do that to anyone.
No, that's a horrible thing. Did you ever pop a hole in the waterbed?
No.
No?
I popped a lot of boners in the waterbed.
Oh, I bet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do they still sell those things?
I don't even know. I had a buddy who used to run a mattress store or a waterbed store on 19th Avenue in Indian School, Phoenix.
Uh-huh. Oh, and that's where you bought the water. See, mine was used.
Boy.
Yeah, I always wonder what was, like, actually inside the sack. That's before I was wise enough to understand that the stickiness on top of the rubber stuff, it wasn't, like, leftover residue from scotch tape.
Oh, now get this. You know what day April 24th is in Massachusetts?
No.
New Kids on the Block Day.
No way.
Yep. Oh.
Are they still around?
Yeah. They still tour.
Yeah. Wasn't Justin Timberlake a New Kid on the Block?
No.
No?
No, he was an NSYNC guy.
Lil Wayne?
It's not Lil, it's Lil.
Lil Wayne.
Okay. No, I remember I took my daughter and her friend to the NSYNC concert.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that really... Ricky Martin?
It was NSYNC. No, that was Menudo.
Oh, Menudo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were 1970s, 1980s, right?
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
The way you're all over the place, I assume that you would be going to the soup next.
Oh, that's right. They named their band after a bowl of soup.
Yes.
Speaking of soup, Craig.
Uh-huh.
I have to go to the bathroom. Sleepless in Cialis, everybody. We'll be right back.
The soup.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Mark turns on. Don't tell everybody about my personal life again, okay?
Warren!
Yeah, yeah. Craig!
What about your personal life?
No, it's just you always start talking before the when the recording comes on.
They can't hear anything until we say, "Hey, Warren. Hey, Craig."
Well, yeah, but sometimes I don't believe that. I mean, you're telling people my shoe size, you know, my habits, everything
else.
It's
not really your shoe size that I'm sharing.
Oh, okay. So there's. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm just amazed.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
So you have no concern over what I'm amazed at?
No, what are you amazed at?
What's your question?
What'd you do during the break?
Waited for a minute and a half or a second and a half for you to call back?
Oh, no, I need something more.
Oh, okay. I did, I rode my bicycle to the U Totem.
No, that's too much. Something less.
Something less. I went outside and flew my drone.
Love it. Love it. Perfect.
Okay. I don't have
Welcome back to Sleepless in Seattle, everybody.
I don't have a drone.
No, nobody
knows. Don't tell anybody, though.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
Did you know?
Yeah. What? Uh-huh.
You remember the crimping iron that girls used to use?
Yes.
Did you know Barbara Streisand stylist invented that?
No way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I never would have. Well, to be honest, I've never even thought about it.
Do you remember Jolt Cola?
Yes.
Wasn't that something? It was like a big caffeine. It was. Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't anything like the energy drinks they have now.
Wasn't it all the sugar and twice the caffeine?
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I think the power drinks are much worse.
Oh, Red Bull?
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have died from Red Bull.
12.
No, more than that.
Uh-uh, it's 12.
Are you serious?
No.
You have no idea. Yeah. You know what I've been talking a lot about in reference to the 1980s when I'm teaching lately?
What's that?
Is mushrooms.
Really?
Yeah, psilocybin. And it seems as though quite a few of the guests are well aware of the resurgence of psilocybin, especially for psychological purposes. I mean, legitimate reasons.
It's a big deal now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer in psilocybin. I'm so glad back in the 80s that I had the opportunity to kind of trip on mushrooms a bit, because it really does expand your creativity, man.
Are we like encouraging this, Warren?
No, but I think all grade schools should serve it.
Oh my.
What?
You're just a pillar of normalcy, Warren.
No, just think about it. Think about how much better the next generation would be.
You know? People use it for, like, instead of going to a shrink.
Yeah, yeah. Or they're doing what's, I think they call it microdosing or something, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the point of microdosing?
I don't know. I don't understand it all.
That's like smoking a Virginia Slim. I mean, you can't even call it a cigarette.
No.
Wait, do people still smoke?
Uh-huh.
Do they really?
Uh-huh. They do. Some people.
Okay, here's a 1980s question for you.
What's that?
In the 1980s, What was your favorite car?
I never cared about cars.
Oh, I did.
Did you?
I loved the Toyota pickup. I don't know why, but it was absolutely fascinating.
Do you remember their slogan, their song?
No.
You asked for it, you got it, Toyota.
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I do remember. Okay. What's the next fun fact about the 1980s we have?
See here. You know that Olivia Newton-John's song Physical was meant to be macho?
Really?
Performed by a man? Uh-huh.
I could believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Was she a hottie back then?
In her own way, I suppose.
Yeah, she was. What about Captain and Tennille?
Oh my God.
What?
How did that ever happen?
I don't know. But she was a hottie.
The music was horrific.
It was horrible music.
It was.
It was produced. It was written for commercial purposes only.
By Neil Sedaka.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The Breaking Up Is Hard to Do guy. He wrote all their stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh, he's a very talented guy.
Apparently, but he chose the wrong people to sing it.
He sure did. Well, the music wasn't Come on. Chipmunk Sally and Chipmunk Sam. Come on. Dumb shit.
I love our age because we can actually make those kind of comments. Now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just answered your question on they answered your question on the internet.
What's that?
A soap opera helped make Rick Springfield a global pop star.
Oh, I knew it.
There you go.
I knew it.
That's one of the facts on here.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another 1980s thing.
Okay.
What was the best movie in the 1980s?
Weird Science.
Oh, I cannot argue that. That shower scene.
I like that part where Anthony Michael Hall was in a bar and he's like talking like a soul man.
Uh-huh.
It was hysterical.
That was hysterical.
And there was Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Was in that movie in some small role.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
What else? Oh, there's
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, my God.
Yeah. And then Molly. Molly, what movie was she in?
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink, yes. Yeah. No, she wasn't in Pretty in Pink.
She was.
Wasn't that the prostitute movie with Julia Roberts?
No, that was Pretty Woman.
Yeah, same thing. Pretty in Pink, Pretty Woman.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's all what?
It's not true. That is not the same thing. They're entirely different.
Dude, at our age it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, what does?
Yeah, Scotch, bourbon, whiskey, it's all the same. Yeah. Did you ever get into Bruce Springsteen back in the 1980s?
No, I can't stand Bruce Springsteen's music.
Me neither.
Something about his voice, it just irritates me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he was ever really singing anything.
No. Well, he was. He was singing about, like, blue-collar workers and that kind of stuff.
John Cougar Mellencamp?
No. Not my thing either.
No.
Nope.
I never got into that either.
So you know the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off? You remember that song? That movie?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was written in 6 days.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the whole movie.
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
He was not in that.
Yes, he was. He was the guy that was... Wait. It's coming to me right now.
He's like 12 years old.
No, no. He's laying in bed when Cameron's... When Cameron comes in Cameron's land, let my Cameron go.
That's not him.
No, that's he not wrote him. That.
You know who didn't like the name Run DMC?
Who?
Run DMC.
I know he lost all his money, didn't he?
Well, it was three guys.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was one guy.
Rock-a-rhyme, the start on time is tricky.
I thought it was one guy that had huge pants.
No, that was MC Hammer.
Did you ever wear those pants?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay, whisper. Nobody can hear.
Yes.
Okay, so did I.
I had somebody make me some. Yes. And I sported them, but they were too high.
Uh-huh.
And so it like went right underneath my titties.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wait.
It wasn't a pretty picture, Warren.
Wait, nobody can hear this. Nobody. Did you have camel toes?
No, they're called moose knuckles.
I think they were camel toes.
No, they were moose knuckles. Yeah, definitely moose knuckles.
Oh, that is so damn funny.
They were bad. And they were like, it was from the fabric store.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't even like some cool fabric. They were like cheap fabric store fabric. They look atrocious.
Oh, that's sick.
And I love
that's
them.
Sick. You know what? We're at the end of another episode, my friend.
But we haven't talked about anything real yet.
I know. We've just been rambling about nothing. I don't know. We connect on a much deeper level when we do these things face to face.
We do. I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think that's part of what the problem is in the world right now is that we're not spending enough time face to face, emotionally connecting and having heartfelt conversations like we often do. We do these things over the phone.
Right.
And
I'm pretty sure people would, if they could do a podcast texting, they would.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know?
And the reality is that communication is 80% physical. Right?
And sometimes, like if things are pre-contrived or you have time to really think about things you're going to say,
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just, it's not as poignant. You know what I mean?
Huge.
Because you're thinking about what somebody else is going to think of it rather than just speaking your mind.
Because when I'm doing a podcast live with you, I feel as though I'm watching the Statue of David discuss.
Well, you pretty much are looking at the Statue of David regardless of what.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Ladies and gents, reach out to us. Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com.
For the love of Pete, we need to hear from somebody. Please.
Anybody.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah.
Have a great day.
Anybody.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.